Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Line of scrimmage, just shy of the 11. 10th play of the drive. Rodgers, sprint out. On the move, directing traffic. Throws! Touchdown! Connor Hayward!
Yeah, I'm just keep her to the right. Jalen had a great block. I think it was Jalen that cut the guy, and I just kind of continued out. First look is in the flat. Second's kind of the DK on the backside. And Connor's really a, kind of a clear out route. Although we had a similar play against the Jets in week one to Calvin for a touchdown. Different formation, kind of different thing we're doing. So I just got out there. Connor's a really smart player, and I just was kind of like, either you or DK, one of you guys see this and go that way. And Connor did, and they, you know, put a decent ball on and he made a nice catch.
Decent ball. That thing was a seed.
Yes, it was.
Across his body the other way. A thing of beauty. I wish anybody loved me as much as he apparently loves Jalen Warren. The smile on his face when he was talking about Jalen Warren's block. It brings a smile to my face. In Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Texter in the last segment answered our question. We said, do you feel like the Steelers are going to win the AFC North? And they said, you haven't been paying attention for the last 10 years if you think the AFC North is sewn up. And you know what the Steelers haven't had the last 10 years? Aaron freaking Rodgers, baby! Let's go.
You're right.
Let's go.
You have a point.
I thought he was going to be good. You thought he was going to be good. He's been better than I thought he'd be. And finally, Harry, hold on to your socks. Here it comes. Finally, Pro Football Focus gave him credit. PFF gave Aaron Rodgers an 84.7 grade yesterday.
Look at that.
They have finally come around on our guy. You know why? Because he made big time throws, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
That right there. Qualified as a big-time throw. The DK Metcalf down the sideline.
Big time.
My God.
Yeah, the touchdown.
The DK Metcalf touchdown right in the bucket, as called by Ian Eagle. So Aaron Rodgers played well, and I thought early he was kind of off a little bit, and it was the highest grade he got from PFF all season long. Not to be glossed over here, 2.62 seconds snap to throw for Rodgers. I haven't gone back and looked. Seems to me that's probably, apart from the Jets game, the longest he's held the ball all year. And he did it against that pass rush.
Uh-huh.
And there were some deeper developing routes finally on Sunday. All the stuff we asked for, they did. And people say, oh, it's the Browns. Yeah, their defense is good. Their defense is playoff caliber. So to go out there and do all that, I feel damn good.
Yeah. I mean, they're they're taking advantage of situations and the situation that they're in. And not only just taking advantage of the schedule, taking advantage of injuries, taking advantage of the division, they're taking advantage of their opportunities. Like, bye weeks can be bad. We talked about this last week. Bye weeks can be bad. It can stop and halt momentum. And I thought that that could be a possibility of what we might see out of the Steelers yesterday, because they had a lot of momentum going into the bye. But it seems like that they did the right things, hit the right buttons during the bye, worked on the right things in order to come out and looking like they had a bye week and they gotten fresh.
Yes.
They looked fast.
Yes.
On both sides of the ball. They looked like they were in sync still. They didn't lose any of that. That is a very, very good sign for a football team coming out of a bye week like that. Now you just got to redo it one more time in a couple days.
And if it's ugly, it's fine. Just find a way to win.
Yes.
5-1 is a must. If they play the way that they have the last 2 weeks, they're going to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers are going to win the North? Let's go to Big C in Fort Myers. Good morning, Big C.
Yo, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. Oh, we're great.
Good. Hey, I just got 2 points. How about the announcers? DeKellen, huh? What's up with that? DeKellen Metcalf, he wants to be called.
Is that what they were calling him?
Yeah, the announcer said he wants to be known.
Big C's probably on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, I can't hear him.
He's going for a nice long walk on the beach, probably sipping on some coffee on a victory Monday.
That'd be nice right now.
Oh, maybe a hammock. Rob in West Mifflin next up. Hopefully your phone doesn't suck, Rob, or hopefully there's no breeze coming off the ocean. What's up, man?
Girl, you always got some slick stuff to say, man. No, it's all good, but it's a big win, man. I knew it was going to be a phone booth fight, man. I was a little nervous a little bit, but because you playing clean, they got a great defense,
yes,
man. You know what I mean? And it makes me wonder, man. What if we really had a real defensive coordinator like Cleveland, where you can move all these pieces around and everything, man? It just Tomlin would get out the way and get a real DC and let him do it. This guy would be the limit for these guys, man.
I get it, Rob, and you might wind up being correct, and that was definitely the conversation a couple of weeks ago. Thank you for the call. I thought the last 2 weeks they played great defense.
The best in a long time underneath Terrell Austin.
Mm-hmm.
He's finally using the chess pieces. Well, he had chess pieces, obviously, in the beginning of the season, but, you know, sometimes you worry that can a defensive coordinator use them in the right way and use them at their disposal. So he's used the chess pieces in the right way. And yesterday was another example because Highsmith was back. So he figured out a way to use all three of those guys.
I thought they were a little vulnerable at times in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be the one thing that was somewhat bothersome from yesterday. But they blitzed a lot. And I thought they brought some creative blitzes. Like we mentioned, Ramsey had a couple of sacks. Herbig again. Herbig's unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
He had 2 sacks. I thought Watt was a presence all day long. I thought Patrick Queen played well. Patrick Queen's been good. Yes, full stop. He's just been good now.
Very good.
Through 5 games.
Very good.
He has played this way, the way we thought he could play last year.
Yep.
Which is great to see because he's getting paid more this year than he was last year. But I thought that they outcoached Minnesota, and Kevin O'Connell's a great offensive mind. And I have a ton of respect for Kevin Stefanski and what he does from a play-calling standpoint. And they didn't want to throw as much as they did, but they trailed the entire game. 58 dropbacks by a rookie, 52 throws. That ain't ever what you want to do. Like, never in a million years would you have said if that happens, you were going to win the football game. But I still think he's a good offensive mind. And Dylan Gabriel, he was getting rid of it in 2.51 seconds. So he actually was getting it out of his hand quick, and they still were all over him all game long. So I feel like the Steelers are better than they were last year. I like the personnel defensively. Jalen Ramsey's a more impactful player than Minka had become for them. And Aaron Rodgers is a significant upgrade. Just use your eyes over what they had in both Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, who got benched, and Justin Fields, who's 0-6 right now. It ain't all Justin Fields' fault. But they had negative 10 yards passing yesterday.
That is unbelievable.
So isn't that it, though, man? Like, your quarterback is top 10 in the NFL in touchdown passes and quarterback rating. And the guy that most people wanted in Justin Fields because they thought he'd be cheaper and because he's younger, that guy's offense had negative passing yards yesterday. And that's why I say, I think this team can win the division. Because that guy, Aaron Rodgers, ain't Russell, and he's not Justin Fields. He's significantly better than those guys. And the division is significantly worse.
Right.
We talk about the bad start the Ravens had last year. They were 0-2, and then they were like 6-2. Like, they turned it around quick from a wins-loss standpoint. Now they have to fight history. That's the other thing. Only four teams have ever made the playoffs after starting 1-5. The Ravens are 1-5. I don't care what their schedule is the rest of the way. Like Josh Rountree, and I got a lot of respect for Josh. This isn't like me trying to dunk on him, but I'll use it as a jumping off point. He said the combined record of the Steelers' opponents to this point is 12-17. The combined record of their next seven opponents before their first meeting with Baltimore is 22-15-1. Baltimore's upcoming opponents before that meeting are 9-24. The AFC North is far from decided. Fair enough. The Ravens are 1-5.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like that's the part we seem to be lost on here. Like, if the Ravens were 4-1, like the Steelers, and the schedule was about to change for the worse for the Steelers and for the better for Baltimore, I would pick Baltimore to win the division. They are 1-5. It's over.
Yes.
Stick a fork in them. They're done. Nate from Washington, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. So last time I called in, you thought I was Starkey. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, just because Nate Washington is a former Steeler, and he always, when he prank calls, he tries to do something cutesy with the name.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, so honestly, I'm with you guys. I think the Steelers have the AFC North pretty much locked down. The only worry I have is when Lamar Jackson comes back and some of the defense on the Ravens comes back, how they're going to look in the stretch farther down the season. And then I thought Dylan Gabriel played a very phenomenal game for a rookie. It was mostly on his receivers that were dropping the ball.
They did have a couple of drops.
Yeah, I mean, he was still, like, he took care of the ball. There was a couple of drops on the Steelers' defense that there could have been a few picks there. But for 57 passes from a rookie quarterback, there was a lot of good stuff there. And so I worry about that down the stretch. If they put that offense together, there might be something there.
Oh, Nate, they suck, Nate. Nate, they're not a threat. Now, I will always worry about road games in Cleveland. Steelers could go stub their toe. They do it every year, seemingly. But they're not winning seven games. I get it. Like, Gabriel did some nice things, and he didn't get help by his receivers a few times. Like, undoubtedly. He also could have thrown three picks.
Yes.
And didn't.
Do we see Shador by that time?
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Like, you can say, oh, Dylan's good, and he'll warm into it, and maybe they got something there. They want to see Shador. And so he's going to play. And then if he stinks, they might play Watson. Like, I can't sit here and have someone call up and be like, well, these Browns, they're punchy. They're going to screw it up. They always screw it up. The Browns is the Browns. 412-928-9370. Kevin in Erie and others, they want to chat at 412-928-9370. Do you feel like Doran and I feel that the division is already sewn up on October 13th, 412-928-9370. We'll talk to Inns about that coming up next. Also, the injury report is a big one for a Thursday night game. The Steelers, mostly healthy. The Bengals could be without one of their best players. We'll get to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Man, it's great to win in the North. Good start for us in divisional play. I appreciate how the guys came off the bye. We didn't warm up to it. We had certain agendas that we thought were critical to making this game unfold the way we desire for it to unfold. We thought they played behind their runner. We wanted to do a good job of minimizing him, and I think we did that. When you do that, then you're in favorable one-dimensional passing circumstances for your defense, and I think that was reflected in the pressure that we were able to put on the quarterback.
Totally agree. Steelers stopped the run. Quidshaw Judkins, good player. They had run the ball well against Minnesota. They had run the ball since he came in to play. And the Steelers shut him down, and then their rookie quarterback had to drop back to throw 58 times. There's the game. There's the game right there. The question is, do you think the Steelers are going to win the AFC North at 412-928-9370? They are finally favored to do so. The Steelers are minus 125 to win the division. The Ravens at 1-5 plus 140. That's still too close for comfort. I think it's because of what happened last year. I think it's because of how the Steelers played down the stretch in 2020. I think it's Vegas still has a lot of faith that the Ravens will figure it out. Like, I feel like Vegas will feel like they can figure it out until they're officially mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. And I get it. Lamar Jackson's a hell of a player. But the Steelers are going to be favored to win against Cincinnati on Thursday. I'm sure the line's actually out right now. We'll take a look at that. They should win that football game. Even with Tomlin's bad history of going on the road and losing these games on Thursdays to divisional opponents, I feel like they've won the thing. Doran feels like they're going to win it. What say you, 412-928-9370?
5.5.
The Steelers are favored by 5.5 on the road, in division, on a Thursday.
Yep.
They're going to win the football game. Injury Report is brought to you by Shenerovich, Shenerovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. This is important. So, Trey Hendrickson, who led the league in sacks last year with 17.5, who led the Bengals in sacks this year with 4 entering Sunday's game against the Packers, he left just before halftime with a back injury, was listed as questionable to return, did not return.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't playing. That's just a guess. It's an educated guess. Usually when you get hurt in a game, don't come back in the game. It's an uphill battle to play the next week, and now we're talking about Thursday.
And you're talking about, all right, like, I'm Trey Hendrickson. Like, we stink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to rush myself back.
Absolutely not.
I'm good.
So he's hurt. I doubt he'll play. Mike Gesicki, he got hurt in the second quarter. Tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals. He did not return to the game. So I would doubt that he plays. So you're missing two key pieces. The big one, of course, Trey Hendrickson. Meanwhile, the Steelers' Miles Killebrew. Mike Tomlin said after the game that he suffered a knee injury of some significance. Another educated guess. He's probably going to miss the season, which stinks. He's a special teams captain. Apart from Boswell, he's their best special teams player. So that stinks. But Trey Hendrickson or Miles Killebrew? Which one's going to affect the game more?
Mm-hmm.
Would say Trey Hendrickson. Do you think the Steelers win the division? 412-928-9370. That was the injury report brought to you by Shenerovich, Shenerovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Someone texts in and says, circle back to this in December. That's what happened there. I did text and circle together.
Circle.
Circle back to this in December. Best case scenario. The last game of the year is for the division. Best case. The schedule matters. I don't get how we're throwing a championship party after 6 weeks. The Ravens stink. They stink. They stink. They stink. They stunk before they were hurt. They stunk badly while they were hurt. You're getting Lamar back. He's not a cure-all. They're still going to have to win games 38-35. Their defense is horrendous. And they showed fight yesterday. They played better than I thought they would. They hung around better than I thought they would. But they still lost. And it's still math. Like they're 1-5, people.
At home.
They lost at home. And yeah, their schedule sets up. But you know what I'd be doing if I'm about to play the Ravens? I'd lick my chops. Like, the opponents that are on their schedule coming up, they get to say, oh, we got the 1-5 Ravens coming to town. It's going to be a nice day for our offense. And maybe Lamar goes out there and he plays vintage Lamar, but they were losing games with him. I bet they finish with a winning record. I bet they're around it, but in order to get to 11 wins, they would have to go 10-1 the rest of the way. Not going to happen. To get to 10 wins, they got to go 9-2. They're not good enough to go 9-2. They might fall just short of that. But this is also a team that every year loses in the playoffs, losing the biggest games. Guess what they're playing the rest of the way? Playoff games. Every game they play from now until the end of the season is a playoff game.
Talk about pressure. You already felt it with Lamar whenever he was playing this year.
Exactly.
And Derrick Henry and John Harbaugh. You could tell. You could feel the pressure whenever you watch their games.
It's championship or bust. It has a very Penn State feel to it.
It does.
You've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. Like, almost like the regular season games don't matter because you're thinking about the playoffs because that's where they've fallen short. Well, now you got to play in the playoffs to get to the playoffs, if that makes sense. Texter, don't be so sure. The Bengals' offense was clicking a lot toward the end of the game. They did play better at the end. They're not going to be able to block the Steelers. To the phones?
Yes.
Ron in Connellsville, hello.
Hey, I'm just calling to talk about the refs. I don't know if you guys, what you guys think, but it seemed awfully one-sided. The offsides on TJ, that the receiver literally, I don't know if it was Eccles, hit tossed him, and we got the pass interference call. I don't know. I was going to hang up and listen to what you guys think.
Yeah, thanks. And the blindside block I thought was ticky-tack.
That was bad.
That was just...
I mean, that's what you're taught to do. I know that J.J. Watt explained it on the broadcast, but that is exactly what you're taught to do. Put your arms up and kind of shield. He didn't throw a shoulder. He didn't put his helmet down into a guy. That is not a blindside block. No. That is a shield block. That was bad.
And I thought that the contact was on the side of both guys' bodies.
Yep.
That was a bad call. I thought the refs weren't one-sided. I thought they were horrific the whole way around.
I like the returner, though. I liked him since preseason. Williams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked him in preseason. He balled in preseason.
Uh-huh.
That return was nasty. I mean, I don't think that the penalty really affected the return as much. I thought it was a good block, which shows me that he can be capable. I think he might stay up. I think he might be the returner. He should be.
So long as Calvin's out, I keep him up. And if he does that again, then, yeah, you got a decision to make. Absolutely. Can he run down and cover? Because now you need a guy with Miles Killebrew on the shelf.
True.
Doug in Latrobe next up on the show. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Adam. Here's my prediction. Yes, the Steelers are going to win the North. Go make print the hats and T-shirts.
Let's go.
And then, last game of the season, Steelers rest the starters because we already got the 2 seed. Buffalo's got the 1. And the Ravens sneak in and then beat us for the 2nd week in a row.
Hey,
and
man.
And then Lamar wins the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Doug.
No.
Hey. If that happens, good on them. It would be nice to see the Steelers do what the Ravens have done a couple of times and actually rest their starters in the last week of the season.
I mean, is it too far-fetched to think the Steelers could be the number one team in the AFC?
If Kansas City lost last night, you might have had me buying that.
What?
Because I think Kansas City is about to get hot.
I can feel that, too.
I think they're about to do the Chiefs thing. Yeah. I think they might go 14-3. They might not lose again.
What about the Bills?
I don't think they're that good.
We'll see tonight.
I think Josh Allen's great. I don't think they're great around him. Not to say they won't finish with a great record.
Right.
But that's a flawed team. That's a flawed roster beyond that guy. 412-928-9370. Will the Steelers win the North? Did the double-digit win boost your confidence? We'll get into our game balls coming up next. Get into the nitty-gritty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Text us 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. DK Metcalf now has a touchdown in 4 consecutive games. DK Metcalf has more touchdowns than every wide receiver in football, save for 7 guys. Amon-Ra St. Brown has 6. He's pretty good. George Pickens has 6. Dallas Goedert has 5. Yes, I'm skipping past George Pickens there, Doran.
Jackson Smith and Jigba?
Jackson Smith and Jigba does not have more.
Oh.
How about that?
Hmm.
What a game by him, though, yesterday. Darren Waller, Miami, has 4, as is Michael Pittman Jr., tied with DK Metcalf, and then there is one guy who has more than Metcalf as well.
Emeka Egbegbu.
Who's having a hell of a rookie season. Who's putting up friggin' Randy Moss numbers.
Got hurt yesterday.
What?
Hamstring.
What's with the hamstrings, man? Everyone got hamstring injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Including
not enough practice.
That must be it.
Including who?
Well, including Jalen Ramsey, who came back from a hamstring injury. Let's give out some game balls, Dickerson, and that guy gets one. He had 2 sacks. He was all over the field. He brings such a physical element. He's been better than Minka had been the last couple of years, and I don't even know that he's all the way up to speed, and he's so versatile. He'll play in the slot. He'll play on the outside. He'll play some safety, and again, he gonna hit you, and he's gonna tell you about it. And he did not need to play. I was shocked he played. I was shocked he practiced on Friday. I figured he's such an important piece to this defense. I didn't think he'd play in this one or the Bengals game. And Rodgers gave him a ton of credit because not only did he work his way back to be there for his teammates, he also played outstanding.
Yeah, and that tells me that he knows that there's something special here. Like if a guy of Jalen Ramsey's stature and level, you know, sometimes you're like, I'm going to take my time because, you know, I don't want to go and re-injure it. It's not important for me to play right now. Maybe it'd be more important for me to play later on in the season. But I think he knows that it's like, we need to win as many games as possible. Like, and I need to be out there because we got something special going on. That's the vibe that I got from Jalen Ramsey, you know, attacking his rehab process and getting back out there. But my defensive game ball is going to go to Joey Porter Jr.
Oh, he was great.
He was great. He was great. I mean, not as handsy. It seems like he has learned from the two veterans in the room, Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay. You know, hasn't played a lot of football, got hurt literally in the first game of the year, has been off for a while, nursing a hamstring injury, comes back, and he looks like he grew, not grew like physically, but like, so he grew as a young player mentally and just as a corner. Like, he looked like he got better.
You said it about running back. You said it about Herbig and Highsmith. There's a competition element to that that I don't think can be overlooked. Darius Slay has been, I think, pretty good for the Steelers. Yep. Jalen Ramsey has been good for the Steelers. Brandon Echols is a good player. And you're JPJ, and they are 3-1, and you've been hurt. You got to go out there and ball. Yeah. Like, they're going to give you an opportunity because you were a second-round pick, and he wasn't as bad last year, I think, as some of the discourse around him, but he didn't take that great step forward. You got to go out there and play well, or they're going to play other guys ahead of you. And I think that matters. Another game ball. He probably should have been the first. Broderick Jones.
Absolutely.
Myles Garrett had 2 tackles, no sacks, no QB hits. And I realized he got help. So what? He played well. And Mary Kay Cabot, after the game, asked Myles Garrett if it's harder and harder to dig deep and keep pressing on amid the losing like it was for Browns' Joe Thomas. And he said, yep.
Man.
Buddy, what'd you think you were signing up for? Like, you said you wanted to go someplace and win, yet you sent the tweet out like you were entering the transfer portal. You requested a trade. Then you signed and you made the bag. When you made the bag, you knew they weren't going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Not this year. Probably not next year. Probably not ever. Like, you signed up for it. But that's besides the point. Broderick played really well.
Broderick played fantastic. And good for him of trending upwards and getting better. And better every game. It's clearly very, very important for him. And whenever he plays decent, the offensive line plays decent as a unit, and they have gotten better and better every game. And that, I think, is something that we need to seriously credit here in Pittsburgh of the trending upwards of the offensive line. They're not good yet. They're not great, but they are getting better, which is a good sign. I'm going to go with an obvious.
Your guy.
Darnell.
Oh, yeah.
Darn. I mean, if you just rattle off the stats, 7 games, 7-0, whenever Darnell plays 40-plus snaps. He played 47 snaps in the football game. He blocks his ass off. We know that. But he was, 62 yards receiving, 3 catches?
67, yeah.
67 3 yards, 3 catches.
Sacks.
Yep, that too. He was fantastic.
Fantastic.
From the first play to the end of the game. Like, just fantastic. What a great emergence. You know, thinking all the way back whenever they took him in the draft and, you know, hearing that he had knee problems and how big he was and he had weight problems, things of that nature. He just really has developed into this all-around best tight end in the league. All-around? He's the best tight end in the league.
Wow.
All around. He's not the best tight end in the league.
He's the best blocking tight end for sure.
But all around.
And he's catching the football.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you feel like you can do everything with him in the game. He's such a transcending player. And, you know, just, I mean, absolutely, the game ball goes to him on offense.
You talk about being hard to play against. That guy makes you hard to play against.
Yes.
And Spencer Anderson, who you say is going to catch a ball against Cincinnati, and I'm already jealous of you for making that prediction. He played 17 snaps. So they went jumbo 17 times. I'd have to go back and look. I would guess Darnell was on the field for those 17 snaps. That's tough to defend. I mean, that's a ton of man meat in there. Speaking of man meat, DK Metcalf, I was in and out on the audio on the broadcast. We were celebrating my sister's anniversary and my brother-in-law's birthday. So we had a full house of peeps. And so I didn't get to hear the entire broadcast. People are saying that DK prefers to be called DeKalen now.
Oh.
So we're supposed to call him DeKalen Metcalf.
Okay.
Fine by me.
Whatever.
You keep scoring touchdowns.
That's your name, right?
If you want to go by that, That's fine. That's your name.
Yep.
Like Connor Sherry Sherry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry. Which one is it? Sherry.
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 Sherry Sherry.
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 Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. One more game ball. Herbig.
Yep.
What a freak. He's a freak. Two sacks. He and Highsmith and Waddle played well.
Didn't he almost have an interception again, too?
He sure did.
Yeah,
they could have had three or four picks in this game, and it really would have got ugly. But I never felt like the Steelers were in danger of losing this football game. There was no point where I was nervous. Not one. So there's our game balls. You can react 412-928-9370. Mark Caboli's going to be joining us early. He's itching. He's itching to get into the studio, he says. So he'll be joining us earlier in the 8 o'clock hour. We had planned to have him from 9 o'clock until 10, but the more kaboom, the better. We will dive back into the Steelers headlong at 8 o'clock. But Pitt's got a guy at quarterback, and Penn State lost their quarterback, and their head coach got fired. So we've got to do a slight detour and talk about those college football storylines next.
Close and left to right. He gets the snap in time. Big rush. He gets out of there. He starts running to his left. Looks for the end zone. And that is a touchdown for the Panthers from 16 yards out. The ball pulled in the back of the end zone by the Panther receiver. And that was Desmond Reed.
What a friggin' play by Mason Heinschel there.
Unbelievable.
I'd like to point out the irony here. We did not plan on Country Roads playing right now. It's just random when the songs play. It's on a rotator.
Mm-hmm. I can fix it.
Yeah, please do.
There you go. There you go. Don't want to be misleading here. They got a kid, man.
Yes, they do.
They got a kid. That play. Well, first, 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We'll get to the Steelers coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. That play right there looked like Johnny Manziel to me.
Uh-huh.
It looked like Baker Mayfield to me.
Yeah.
And he's 18 years old. He played so well.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, hey, look, Boston College, you put up 48 points. You put up 48 points. I don't care who you're playing. But the real test will be Florida State. They passed with flying colors. And I would be remiss if I didn't say what we were talking about off the air before the show. I think Narduzzi deserves a ton of credit for going for it on fourth down three times on the opening drive. If they start out with a field goal or they punt when they were backed up at the 35 instead of going for it, I don't know that they win the game. They announced their presence with authority. They walked in there 3 for 3 on those fourth downs, get up 7-0, and they were there to play.
They set the tone. They set the tone on that drive. And, you know, and Narduzzi and staff, they knew that they had to get a lead against a Florida State team that was very desperate, a Florida State team that just had lost two in a row and at home. That was something. Watching that on TV before I had to go do my stuff, that was something to see. But Mason Heinschel, you know, his dad posted a video of him doing the same exact throw in high school. Same thing. It was unbelievable. He has really given this team a lot of confidence. And it had been apparent for a long time, as we talked about last week. But the true test was, to me, this past weekend. And they passed. Having Desmond Reed back changes everything. I wanted to see Desmond Reed with Mason Heinschel, and I checked the box. Desmond Reed is back. You're traveling to Syracuse this coming weekend. You're an 11-point favorite in that game. Your season is back on, baby. It's back on. You should have all the confidence in the world going into every single game the rest of the season. This kid is playing lights out. He has ice in his veins. Good for him. Just keep getting better.
If you had ice in your veins for real, I think you'd die.
Probably.
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. He's cold.
Pitt looks the way we thought they would look before the season. They're playing ball the way we thought they would play it. It's a different quarterback.
Yep.
We expected this level of play out of Eli Holstein. I mean, that's why he got paid. That's why he kept around. That's why everyone was trying to poach him. Now they're getting that with Heinschel, and we knew if they got good quarterback play that they'd be a tough out. And the schedule sets up nice for them to get hot here. You got to go take care of business on the road against Syracuse, but that's what you'd have to do. You got to take care of business.
Yes.
It's not, oh boy, go get Syracuse. No, you're an 11-point favorite.
Right.
On the flip side, 3 weeks ago, Penn State was knotted up in overtime against a team that I thought was the best in the country in Oregon. Now their head coach is gone and their quarterback's lost for this season. Prayers up for Drew Aller. That sucks. I mean that sincerely. You never want to see that happen to a young man with his entire future ahead of him.
Right.
And this is going to affect his future. We'll see what becomes of one Drew Aller. But James Franklin's out. It's a lot of money to pay a guy to go away. Now, if he goes and gets another job, some of that will be offset. I think he winds up at Virginia Tech. How about that? I think Matt Rhule will wind up being the Penn State head coach. I think it's the most obvious fit in the world. I think Rhule's good. He's a Penn State alum. He would leave Nebraska, I think, in a heartbeat for Penn State.
And I believe that Rhule and Pat Kraft, who's the athletic director at Penn State, were together at Temple. So they have a really good relationship.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense in the world.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to look great, though.
No?
No. I don't think it's going to look as good as the tenure of Franklin. I don't think it's going to be great right off the bat, but optic-wise, yeah, like that makes sense. But I don't know if he's going to come into Happy Valley and be an immediate winner.
Immediate? I don't know. But I do think he would win big there. I think he's a hell of a coach, yeah. And I think even if he doesn't, you still have to do it. You know what I mean? Like you couldn't have James Franklin lead you out of the tunnel again.
Yes, I agree.
You lost two consecutive games as a 20-plus point favorite, mm-hmm. one of which at home, to a school where they actually teach you things you're supposed to learn. Man. Now, Matt Rhule, he hasn't been lighting the world on fire. Nebraska, 5-7, 7-6. They're 5-1 this year. He's a builder. Like Baylor, his first year, he was 1-11. Then he was 7-6. Then he was 11-3, and they wound up going to the Sugar Bowl. At Temple, they had that game against Notre Dame. I mean, he turned that program into a big-time winner when they were there, winning 20 games in combined years. He is a builder. I think he'd do a good job there. But immediately, no.
Mm-mm.
No, they're taking us. Well, are they going to take a step back from this? I don't know. I think they would take a step back from what Franklin had been doing, though. Like, I wouldn't expect Penn State to be a playoff team next year. No matter who their coach is, I would check in on Urban Meyer. You do have to make the Saban phone call and have him respectfully decline.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also interview Matt Campbell from Iowa State. I think he wants to coach in that part of the country. He's been waiting for the right opportunity. I think he's squeezed as much juice out of the Iowa State orange as you possibly can. That's a really, really, really hard job.
Yeah.
I think he's a hell of a football coach. So that would be my short list. But James Franklin, man. It's one of the worst coaching jobs we've ever seen. Like, yeah. It's full stop.
I mean, how fast it all just went down the drain is just insane. Insane to think that where they were at 4 weeks ago to right now. Oh, my goodness. Crazy.
It is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play anyone the first month. And then it's not like Oregon's a good team. And they battled them tooth and nail. Although maybe UCLA is one of the best teams in the country. See what they did this weekend.
They won again?
Dang. Maybe the thing is you don't have a coach. Maybe they should just go coachless and see what happens.
Like, I could see Penn State winning a lot of games the rest of the season. With Terry Smith and, this quarterback, Drunkenmeyer, whatever his name is.
Drunkenmeyer?
Drunkenmeyer. Maybe he fits the offense What is his last name? Drunkenmeyer? Something. Maybe fits the offense of Colton Nicky's offense better.
Maybe.
I can see that happening.
I feel terrible for Aller, though.
Me too.
That's a bummer. Other people are texting in. Maybe Manny Diaz comes back. Oh, come on. Come on. Won 9 games at Duke. Now they're 4-2. Good for you. I think Penn State people would revolt if they replaced James Franklin with Manny Diaz. Like, come on now. 412-928-9370 if you want to comment on the state of local collegiate football. Texter writes in, Urban Meyer, he's a bad guy. No comment.
I'd stay far away from him.
Why? You don't want to win a national championship?
I'd stay far away from him.
I would hire him in a second.
Nope.
Texter, Pitt's season is most definitely not back on. They still have multiple losses ahead on their schedule. 8-4 would be an ideal finish at this point. First of all, 8-4 I think you'd sign up for after how it started. Also, I don't know that I agree with 8-4 is like the best they could do. Like, they're going to be favored this week. They are favored by double digits. Then they play
NC State
at home. and they're mediocre, to be nice. Then you go to Stanford, one of the worst teams in Power 5, travel. You know, if Franklin was coaching, I'd be a little bit worried. And then you finish with a bunch of tough opponents, but you just went on the road and beat a top 25 team. So if I'm sitting here, I'm a Pitt fan today, and I'm watching this freshman quarterback lead us to 30-some-odd points, and 30 points this week, 48 points last week, I ain't letting anybody breaking my stride.
Nope.
Ain't nothing gonna hold me down.
Oh, no.
You got to keep on moving. It is a Steelers victory Monday. Mike Tomlin talked about Jalen Ramsey. We'll let you hear from Tomlin coming up next. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. First Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, nice day, high of 68, low of 50, partly cloudy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.